This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Bell Between Worlds by Ian Johnstone, read by Oliver Hembrough.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. The Bell. Gablety Row. Their voice is clear and true, yet it is not breathed nor carried upon the air. It echoes like thought inside the skull, speaking words where none are spoken. Gablety Row was quite the most peculiar and ramshackle building in town. Its undulating walls, higgledy-piggledy red tiles, and winding iron drainpipes all showed an utter disregard for straight lines. The frontage of four shops, with three floors above, rose in an astonishing disarray of red brick and dark brown beams, leaning here and lurching there, until it reached the garret rooms at its top. These chambers teetered outwards on a forest of wooden brackets, such that they loomed over the pavement below, in a manner quaint to behold from a distance, but utterly terrifying to those walking beneath. The long passage of time had added to the chaos, bending beams and bowing walls to form a miraculous collection of angles, bulges and crannies. In recent